Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's spring and lots of people are hitting auto dealership lots to find the new car. Joining us to discuss common mistakes people make when buying a new car is Matt Jones, spokesman for True Car in Los Angeles. Matt, thanks for joining us today. Last 2 years, a lot of headlines about supply chain headaches, the semiconductor crunch, limiting inventories at car dealerships. Is that still the case, or are things pretty much back to normal?
I'd say it's somewhere in the middle. You know, inventory levels still haven't hit what we're accustomed to. You know, going to a dealership and seeing 400 or 500 cars in stock, those days still haven't arrived. But inventory is still pretty tight, particularly as it relates to the vehicles that are a little bit lower on the pricing spectrum. So it's a middle ground. The chip shortage is still affecting inventory that we're dealing with now.
And what does this mean for your ability to negotiate with the salesperson? Because I do know last summer some acquaintances, they were in the market for a new car, and there was no wiggle room. They were told, this is the car, this is the price, take it or leave it. There's a line of five people behind you.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think around this time last year, we were seeing about 65% of car deals that were made for MSRP or above. Now, things are loosening. People are getting the opportunity to do a little bit of negotiating. There is a little bit more wiggle room, but that's also model and inventory specific. But it's a good sign. We're starting to see incentives from the car makers coming out to help push these cars out a little bit more aggressively than we saw last year. So, you know, if a person chooses something that's super exclusive, you know, they're going to have kind of an environment like you just described from last year. But a lot of shoppers are going to find it a tad bit easier going into this spring and summer buying season than they did last year.
And then when it comes to getting a good value for your trade-in, is the used car market still red hot? And can you expect to get a decent number for the car you're trading in?
Yeah, that would be a yes and a yes, because it's kind of cyclical. You know, when we have a slowdown in new car sales, that just inherently means that there's going to be fewer trade-ins. So that inventory is still on the used car side, still a little bit tight. But that's a good thing for a person who's trading in a car because these values are still pretty high. I mean, they're historically high. They may not be quite as high as they were at the peak last summer, but somebody who's looking to get a good value for their trade-in, this is an excellent time to do so. And I think what makes it a little bit more fun than it has been in the past is, in the past, you had to go strictly to a dealership to figure out what your car is worth, and now there's, you know, companies like True Car and others that are allowing folks to get that evaluation from home, and they're pretty accurate, so you can go in a little bit more forearmed.
And then lastly, how is this elevated interest rate environment impacting a car buyer's ability to finance that purchase?
Yeah, that's a great conversation, because affordability is real for everybody, and interest rates do play a serious role on that. It's playing out in two ways, though. There's some people who are coming into the market who are just going to be paying cash, and we're actually seeing more people pay cash than they have in the past. But the folks who are relying upon financing, which is traditionally about 85% of the vehicle acquirers are using that, they are finding that this is impacting their ability to buy. So we're seeing people go a little bit downstream when possible, checking out recently, you know, like two-year-old used cars. But the flux from, you know, 7% APR, 8% APR, which is kind of prevalent right now, it is impacting people's opportunities. So we'd like to tell people, you know, before you head out to the dealership, understand your buying power. Maybe that means going to a credit union and getting pre-approved, maybe saving up just a little bit more, but interest rates are impacting what people can pay for right now.
Matt Jones, spokesman for True Car in Los Angeles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.